This is a Kaboom podcast production from BYU Radio.
It was like any other night at the Smith House. Boring, irritating, yet somewhat endearing. Actually, something was different. Dad was home. Sometimes we'd go for a week without seeing him at all, especially over the last few months. He slept at the research facility, or didn't sleep. He looked older and grayer than ever, and tonight, instead of acting like his nerdy, eccentric self, he bounced between super lovey-dovey and barely present mad scientist. And now for chapter 2, Botching the End of the World.
Captain's log for space-time 777.9? Wait a minute. Hey, Bonds, what do they call the date in Star Trek when the captain writes in his journal?
It's this star date, son.
14 grams per generation.
Of course, Dad. I was just quizzing Bonzi.
Yeah, right, dear brother.
This is how I do my journal every night.
I almost made it to your game. So, how was it?
It was okay.
Actually, it was out of this world exciting. Ooh.
Hey, back to practicing. Beethoven, please.
I bet you scored a lot of three-pointers, Niels.
It's baseball season, Dad.
Oh, of course. But I bet you were amazing, son.
Yeah. Not nearly as amazing as my science fair project's going to be this year.
Stick with what you know, son. Too many of us scientists already. 299,792,458.
Captain's log, stardate 777.9. Dad is so dumb for a genius. I'll just have to show him who I am through experimental, empirical data or something. Looks like he hasn't slept or shaved in a month. Maybe he's being mutated into a monster by some experiment. That could be cool.
Plastic dynamics. Hey, I have an idea, everyone. Let's all go mini golfing.
I want to go.
Lame. Well, it is a school night, honey.
And P.S. Dad, it's really weird when you walk around like that with your calculator.
Valkyrie, how do you watch Netflix, make smarty pants comments, practice the piano, and text your friends all at the same time?
Multitasking. And you canceled Netflix, remember?
I did.
And it's ridiculous that I have to practice piano at my age. And don't call me Valkyrie. Val is just fine.
Valkyrie.
Too late. Besides, there's no such thing as multitasking. Just inefficient switching from task to task.
Smart girl.
Bonzi, Dad's favorite, of course has her nerd credentials. Tonight I pretty much ruined my chances to join the 1952s, the club for ultimate nerds. I wrecked this really awesome drone they were flying around. It was so cool. It dropped water balloons on Adam and Val and totally freaked them out. I didn't know what it was, but I was pretty sure it wasn't a UFO. I should have just waited instead of trying to be a hero. So stupid. They're probably never gonna talk to me again. Raina gave me the ultimate evil eye. But on the way to school tomorrow, I'll go by the park to see if there's any non-wrecked pieces I can find for them.
No, Mom. The recipe won't work if you don't first convert from grams to liquid ounces.
Hey, not everybody takes calculus in third grade. Now use your genius powers to stir this or it won't taste good.
That's a good offer, Mom. But I'll love whatever you make.
Right.
You know, I'll stir. 387 terajoules, even within flux tolerance.
Sweetheart. Sweetie.
Yeah.
Maybe you need to rest.
What? Sorry, I'm fine. Everything will be fine.
Hey, Dad, I've got an idea. How about we play Trivial Pursuit Science Edition?
Or even better, let's all go out for ice cream.
Ooh, yes.
Do we have to?
This is a mandatory family activity, and we're all going to enjoy it. Come on, everybody in the car.
Come on. Seriously. Let's go.
Dad managed to totally focus for the rest of the night on us. He made me put away my phone, and we all actually had a great time just being together. When we got home, he gave us the tightest hugs he'd ever given us. I think it was the happiest we'd been in a long time. Even though it was a school night, we stayed up late and played and watched movies. But before we finally went to bed, Dad scanned our hands with a gizmo from work.
Just stick your hand in here. It'll tickle.
What is it?
It's just a little, experiment.
Okay. Whoa. I'm glad you were home tonight, honey. I know you're saving the world or something, but there's a world right here that needs you.
I know. I love you.
Except the world as we knew it was about to end. Everyone who had received Order 802701 was up all night working, preparing, even though they didn't know why. But for the rest of us, the next day started out normal enough. Kind of.
Val, we are so late.
It's not my fault. Steph, change the station.
Okay, I did. This is crazy. None of the stations work. Like, everything's like fizzing out. This is the only one.
Seriously? You know, that's like perfect for this town. It was only a matter of time. One station and it's this. The only person on Earth who likes this is my dad. Ah, idiot! What is up with all the traffic this morning?
And the army guys. Hey, let me read your text with Adam from last night.
It's the real tea. He wasn't too happy I broke up with him. My phone's in my bag.
All right, what's your passcode?
1701.
Okay, your phone is kind of wigging out. Oh, okay, here we go.
He said that? I can't believe this. We're not even moving. I hate this town.
Where are you headed, ma'am?
Okay, he's so cute.
School?
You're gonna have to use an alternate route.
What's going on?
We had to close down the main road out of town, so it's causing a backup.
Really? Why did they close it?
Oh, don't tell me that, ma'am. Probably a training exercise.
How long will it last?
Don't know, ma'am. Turn on your blinker and take a left at the next intersection. Have a good day.
Seriously?
Aw, Val, these texts are so sweet. I think Adam really loves you. You are so cold, I can't be encumbered by relationships right now. I don't even know what that means, but it sounds awesome. Oh, now he's fighting back. Feisty. Wait, did that soldier just call you ma'am? Like, 3 times?
You know what we need to do?
What?
Not go to school today.
Ooh, wild child. Where should we go?
Anywhere out of the valley. How about the mall in Metro City?
Oh, yes, and can we please accidentally miss dinner? It's meatloaf tonight at my house.
Ew, I will save you from meatloaf.
But wait a minute. Didn't they close the road?
Steph, seriously? My dad designed this town. There's more than one way out of Olympus Dale.
Okay, team captains. 4-4 soccer today. Let's go! Go, 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 go! Okay, Niels, you start.
Okay, I'll take, Skinny, Chesterton, and Reyna. Hey,
none of that. Everybody out on the field. Move it!
So embarrassing! Why did you put us on your team, Niels?
Because you wouldn't let me sit with you at lunch, and I need to talk to you.
What if we don't want to talk to you?
Reyna, calm your firebending. I sense profit, leverage, social advancement.
Adam must have put him up to this. He's just going to make fun of us somehow. People have been calling us gunks all day.
Look, I went to the park this morning and collected a bunch of pieces of your drone. I just wanted to give them back to you and say sorry for wrecking it.
Did you find a battery by chance?
Yeah, and it's not broken.
What do you really want?
I want to be an assistant in your club.
Yeah, right. There, we can't help you, alas. Joining the 1952s is by invitation only.
And requires an IQ double yours.
And a background check. DNA analysis, mastery of all geeky, nerdy, dorky, weeby topics from Silmarils to Star Trek, 4.0 GPA.
Waived for some members.
Lengthy written examination.
Yet to be written.
Demonstrations of a ready wit and courage under fire.
Yet to be demonstrated.
Why would a popular jock like you want to join the club of ultimate outcasts?
Because I want to expand my mind.
Perhaps you want permission to cheat of Raina's physics tests, Chess's math homework, my English papers.
Not recommended.
I didn't ask to be all the way in the club. Try me out as your assistant. I'll clean your science-y equipment, do research, carry stuff.
No,
I don't trust him.
As a beast of burden, he could be very useful. Aren't we going deep into the woods today?
Shh, Skinny! What's the matter with you?
What? It's a long way. Think of Chetison's tender paws.
Yeah, I'll carry stuff. I'm strong.
It would allow more time for data collection.
How can you prove this isn't a trick?
My mom made me promise to be home right after school today. I'd be risking major groundation coming with you.
Sold.
He could have made that up.
Let's get going, people. Kick off.
Okay, how about this? Do you want to win or lose the game?
Win, of course. It'll be a first for the goggles.
No, we lose. Joctacular Niels has to make sure that me, Skinny, and Chess each score. But he plays like a fool, and we lose in the end.
Okay. I'll make it happen. Deal.
A dish of victory with a side of revenge. Interesting.
Tasty.
Mom always told us not to waste time worrying about things we had no control over. The best way to save the world is to be a force for good in the lives of the people closest to you. But we all knew that over the last few months, she had become a news junkie while we were at school.
Inexplicable rolling power outages continue throughout the Soviet Union, from Moscow to their North American province Alyaska, baffling engineers and leaving millions without electricity. Meanwhile, the Dutch Decarton Empire refuses to allow international aid in its fight to control the plague that has devastated the population.
The Ethiopian tank commander, General Aben Atu, insists that he was ordered to invade and occupy a country he called Gengiri, supposedly located in southern Egypt. That nation, of course, does not exist.
Man, what is the world coming to?
Siri, call the school.
Olympic Elementary, Dr. Brown speaking.
Hi, Credence. Is that you?
Oh, hey, Martha. What's up, darling?
Are you subbing today at the desk?
Yeah, Jan couldn't make it in today. Traffic or sick or playing hooky.
Hey, I just wanted to make sure Niels and Bonzi made it to school okay. My texts don't seem to be going through.
I got you. They just walked in.
Good.
What's the matter? You got a rebellion on your hands? Or you're just tired?
Just tired, I think. Orville and I were up all night talking. And today just feels strange.
You know what? You're not doing anybody any favors walking around like it's a zombie apocalypse. Take a nap. Right now, darling. And tonight, you are going to keep your skinny little self out of that kitchen. I'm going to bring you dinner. A good Georgian dinner. That's what you need. Wait a minute. I got to go deliver the wrath of God to some junior high. I love you.
Bye.
Bye.
Well, maybe just 5 minutes. Yeah, just 5 minutes. What's this?
Sweetheart, thank you for our time together last night. Thank you for being my best friend. Thank you for being so patient with me and my work for so many years. Thank you for being such an amazing mother. I wish I could have explained more. I didn't realize they had so much surveillance, even on me.
What?
Things in our world are accelerating very quickly. It will look too suspicious if you pick up the kids early, but it is absolutely vital that they are home immediately after school. I love you. I trust you more than anyone. Orwell, burn this note.
What? Oh, gosh. Oh, dear Lord. Be with Orville. Help me keep my children safe. Amen.
Olympic Elementary?
Hi, Credence? Can you get my kids out of class? I'm coming to get them.
What's the status, Dr. Smith?
Results on the EM field are looking good. We'll be ready to bring the reactor online this evening as planned.
We're about to make history then.
I'm more interested in the future.
Excuse me, madam. Dr. Smith, we've got incoming.
Turn that alarm off. We don't need a panic in mission control.
Yes, ma'am.
Details.
Multiple orbital telemetries. Dozens of signatures with stealth and scattering fields.
Our intelligence was off. They're a few hours early.
What about countermeasures?
NORAD estimates that at least 6 will get through.
Orville?
Whether it's 1 or 100, the impact on Olympusdale should be the same. How did they know?
Secrets this big don't stay secret forever. Time to impact.
At 1600 hours, almost exactly. 4 p.m. in 5 minutes.
5 minutes? What's the status in town? Does Major Wolf have it secured?
Mostly. About 200 people unaccounted for. but the cordon's in place.
Survivability.
Within a radius of 300 miles. Zero.
Okay. Well, now we get to be heroes.
Yes, ma'am.
The plan hasn't changed. We've just moved up the timetable. Orville, you know what to do.
I need a status report from all sections. We're bringing the reactor online immediately. This is it, everyone. This is not a test.
T-minus 200 seconds on my mark. Mark.
200 seconds until reactor ignition. 199, 198.
I have to call Washington.
We shall not cease from exploration, and the end of all our exploring will be to arrive where we started and know the place for the first time. Call my wife.
Orville, I've been trying to get a hold of you all day.
Everything's going to be fine. How are the kids? They're home from school. They're with you, aren't they?
Well, no, I have Bonzi, but I've been stuck in traffic and...
What? I told you they had to be home. Where are they?
Niels ran off with some friends after school, and Val decided to go to the mall.
3 minutes until reactor ignition.
Martha, if the kids aren't safe inside this town in less than 3 minutes, you will never see them again.
Orville!
I thought I told you to turn that noise off.
Ma'am, it's something else.
Oh, no.
Orville, what now?
We're going to have a radiation overload.
Where?
Right here. This level is going to be flooded. There's an error in the matrix, and I don't know how it got there.
Please evacuate. Fatal exposure imminent. Evacuate immediately.
What about field integrity? Are we still a go? Please say yes.
Yes. The field should be fine, but... the aftershock is going to kill everyone here in Mission Control.
Well, at least the town will be safe.
None of this should be happening.
I guess not even you can predict everything.
1 minute to reactor ignition. Radiation overload imminent. Please evacuate now.
Get your people out of here. We can't afford to lose them.
Orville, we can't afford to lose you.
I can't leave. I have to monitor the reaction.
Everybody out. Let's go. You too.
Thank you, ma'am. Goodbye, Dr. Smith.
Show me where my kids are. Oh, no.
30 seconds to reactor ignition.
Oh, no.
Evacuate immediately.
Call Val.
29. 28.
Honey.
Hey, Dad.
You need to get back to town immediately.
Yeah, I'm just leaving school.
I can see you on the GPS. You're at the freeway exit. You can make it.
Oops. I thought Bonzi disabled that for me.
Val, it doesn't matter. Run!
All I did was take a little detour and the car broke down, but Mom already yelled at me.
Valkyrie, listen!
So I'm waiting for a tow truck.
Get out of the car and run!
What is wrong, Dad? Everyone's freaking out like it's the end of the world.
Just listen to me, honey. Don't ask why. Run as fast as you can. You need to get into the town. You're right on the edge. All you have to do is get what? Around the bend and down the on-ramp. Don't argue
okay.
And just do it, please!
Okay, Dad. I'm running.
Val.
Eight.
Val, run your fastest
ever.
I am. I love you.
Six.
Go, Val. I can see you on my screen. You're almost there.
Wait. Dad, something's happening.
Three.
There's a light.
Two.
Scared, Daddy.
One.